So the popes, Paul VI, the present pope, they did not commit a sin in allowing, especially, see the vernacular in the liturgy. But neither Paul VI nor John Paul II have any illusions, zero, no illusions, about the power and the stubbornness of so many bishops. Now what happened was this, that it's not individual bishops. It was a bishops' conferences. I work with bishops. My main work for the Holy See is working with bishops. One bishop friend of mine told me, I come to my office on Monday morning, and on my desk is a pile of mail, the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, giving me my work for the week, telling me what to do. In other words, where the Catholic faith has been deeply, as we say, enculturated, then those bishops representing, well, the culture of those people will put pressure, and they have put a lot of pressure. They are putting. And I'm part of the pressure. And we can record this, but will not be then copied. I'm not sure I told you. I will tell only individuals. First time to a group of religious. When I went to Rome in March, called there by the Holy See, to cope with the epidemic of homosexuality in the United States, and backed by many bishops, do you hear me? American bishops backing, supporting homosexuality. The Auxiliary Bishop of Detroit, where I live, in the front page of the daily papers, he promotes homosexuality. And the very name homosexuality, as I think I told you, was invented. You know what the word homo means? Homo, please? It means, homo as man is, a human being, homo, vir in Latin, is a man, masculine, gender. Well, the homos in Greek means the same, the very same. Now, for centuries, and I try never to use the word homosexuality. Every chance I get, I use the word in the scriptures, which is what? Sodomy. Remember, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because the people back in the Old Testament, women lesbians, women having sexual relations with women, and men with men. Now, it is and should be sodomy, but they invented, the sodomists, they invented a new word, homosexuality. Why? Because the word homos, same, is now used or homo sexuality, which, of course, homosexuals approve, and homophobia, and sisters, hear it, the Association of Psychiatrists, United States, another, Association of Psychologists, both, and these are thousands and thousands of members, all with doctorates, whether psychologists or psychotherapists, both associations have decided and voted, it's their law, homophobia is a mental sickness. Dear sisters, my fellow homophobians, good morning. We are all mentally sick. Do you hear me? That's the official teaching. Official teaching of the American Psychological Association and the American Psychiatrist Association. They coined that word homo, which means same. To be able to coin the word homophobia, phobia, as you know, means an irrational fear. So homophobia is now legally recognized by law, by American law. Anyone who does not approve sodomy is mentally sick and can be sentenced to years in a mental hospital. Do you hear me? So back to the Holy Father. Once you have whole nations, and the United States is not the only one, well, in Sweden, for example, and for that matter, in England, and consequently, Holy Father and his wife, I distinguish between God's positive will and God's permissive will. Now, of course, many people suffer as a consequence, because once you drop the Latin and you make the liturgy vernacular, well, the language, take English, and even the words of consecration, do this in English in memory of me, right? I say that at the altar. I know the Latin does not say in memory of me. Is there a difference between remembering something and commemorating? When you commemorate, you officially recall, and not just recall, but you celebrate some past event. That's commemoration. Our Lord told the apostles, do this in commemoration of me. But at Mass, I say, do this in memory of me. I know both the Greek and I know the Latin.